Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
About celebrating Fat Tuesday today.
Yep.
Have fun. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive, please. And definitely eat as much as you can.
Sounds weird saying don't drink and drive at this time of morning, doesn't it?
I know, but...
little mimosa to start your Fat Tuesday.
Might as well.
Our friends are partying.
Bloody Mary.
Especially out there in New Orleans.
Shout out, New Orleans.
How you do.
B97.
It's all good.
Yeah, man.
It's all good to party. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, so if you see someone with a smudge on their forehead, please do not try to clean that up. They did that on purpose. We're trying to figure out what we're going to give up for Lent this year. Kelly's daughter's giving up red meat, and I think Kelly's going to go along with that one.
Got to support my kid. Now, she has the right to change her mind between now and tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
She's still debating.
Yeah. An idea for Jenna. Jenna, why don't you try giving up online shopping? I don't know if Jenna could do that.
I'm not giving anything up.
Yeah, Jenna, especially that. That's Jenna's thing.
I used to do that when I was back in Catholic school. I don't give stuff up anymore. I'm happy. I like how I live my life.
Live the life.
I'm not giving anything up.
Living the life.
But you guys do you. Yeah, you do you. I'll do me.
We have a Big Al Mac. He had an encounter with a lady from Bumble. And
we're going to call this another episode of The Bachelor.
And we will get into The Bachelor from last night as well with what Kelly thought. And I watched a little bit of it, but I was too into Chloe Kim, snowboarder girl.
Yes. She is.
I'm telling you, killing it.
She is a national treasure.
So you're on the Olympics train now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You were like making me so upset that you weren't on board.
I was an Olympic Grinch, and then snowboarding happened.
That's the thing. You got to find the sport you're into.
And then curling happened, and then Trey was explaining all the rules to me because he got super into it. So
you see Sean White last night?
I did not watch him last night. I passed out.
But JC.
Yeah.
Tonight.
What?
This is us, Jenna.
No.
Oh. Oh, no, it's not on because of the Olympics.
Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh.
Aren't you going to watch that? That was like your favorite combo.
It's counter-programming.
I forgot that was on, yeah.
It's effective counter-programming.
Yeah, we're down with that.
What do you do? The Bachelor? The Winter Games or the Winter Games?
Well, the Bachelor Winter Games feature contestants from around the world. It's like they have Bachelor in Japan. They have the Bachelor.
Is that who those random people were in the commercial?
Yes. Okay. Them from Australia and different, I don't know where all they're from, but they're all around the world competing against America's Bachelor and Bachelorette.
While trying to find love?
Yes, always. And a lot of crying going on.
Yeah, I saw that
usual.
What's his name? He was a Bachelor before. Ben something.
Yeah, Bachelor Ben is back. He was engaged and the engagement ended, so
he was with
Lauren Bushnell or something.
He was all boo-hooing all over the place on the previews.
Crying is international.
Yeah, but he was crying hard.
Oh, because it's serious. That's hard.
He had the snot coming out crying.
Oh, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just can't control it.
You can't look pretty. You can't look handsome when you're doing that. It's tough. There's ways to look pretty and handsome when you're crying.
I've never seen a pretty crier.
I have.
Yeah.
I've seen some beautiful
Did you not
criers.
See, is it Keanu Reeves in that new commercial where he has the one tear coming out? Oh. That's a handsome cry. You know? That right there is a handsome cry. Just the one tear. Just a little glistening tear just falling down your cheek.
All right.
Let the lady know, hey, I got feelings.
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 Feelings are hot.
A lot of feelings going on in love letters to Kelly. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yes. Is our love expert ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Valentine's edition. Okay, I've been married for 9 years, and there's something that ticks me off about my husband.
Uh-oh.
He does not celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Every year I get more upset about it since my coworkers talk about what they received. And it's not that he's cheap. Or not romantic at all. He will randomly buy me flowers, take me out on dates. He's actually very romantic, but he says he shouldn't celebrate Valentine's since we should celebrate love every day. Should I still be upset about this or should I let it go and forget about how everyone brags about it? Annie.
You better let it go, Annie, because this
9 years.
Yeah, it's been going on. And that's his little flag on the mount, whatever. That's his stake. In the ground. I don't know how you say that. But yeah, this is his thing. But if he is showing you love and affection the rest of the year, just let one day go.
Yeah.
You got to learn to do that. Do something nice for yourself on that day. Go get a manicure. Go get a facial. Every Valentine's Day, make that your special treat to yourself.
Sure.
But why would you... I bet you a week from now, you're going to be so over it, it's not even a thought. So you get all this anxiety built up over one day. when next week he might pop up, like you said, with a bouquet. Or he might pop up and say, hey, let's go do something special. So don't get hung up on one day. A lot of men do have a problem with the, I don't want to be told when I have to be romantic. And yeah. a lot of men do have that. I dated a guy like that.
Yeah.
And I thought he was kidding because he was going to surprise me. So I went out and bought him a few little things. I got him a CD. I got him a bottle of cologne or something. And when I showed up with it, he said, take it back. He was...
He didn't want to do it.
He said, I told you, I don't do Valentine's Day. I'm not buying in.
Commercial holidays.
Yeah. I was shocked and appalled.
You took it back, though? Or you gave it to another dude?
Yeah, I took it back. He didn't want it. So anyway, I'm just saying, don't get hung up on the day. He's been doing this for how many years?
If he's a good dude in other ways, you know, in other facets
you
of the relationship.
You can still celebrate.
Of course.
I mean, you can still send him an embarrassing singing telegram at work.
Well, no, that's probably rubbing his nose in it. But I would just do something nice for yourself. Just make that a day. You always do something nice for yourself.
There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I dated for 7 years, been married for 3 years, and a few months before we got married, I had found a pipe my husband had hidden. I knew for a long time that something wasn't right, just didn't have the proof. I have a daughter from a previous marriage and was more hurt because she lives with us, and I do not want my daughter around any of this. I told him it was me or the pipe. He chose me and told me he would stop. At that time, I didn't know for sure what exactly he was hooked on. For the past couple of years, he had been moody and sleeping all the time. He would say such hurtful words to me. My daughter's now older and hears when he speaks to me this way. I knew something was wrong again. I went searching again through his stuff and found the pipe again. I packed my car up while he was out at work with my daughter and my clothes. I just want him to get help, not only for his health, but for our marriage. I feel so betrayed. He says he only needs to stop. He doesn't need to stop, but he doesn't know if he can currently. In the meantime, my high school sweetheart has contacted me, and I've
that's a problem.
And you know, I loved that person for years. I tried searching for him before, and I heard he had gotten married, but was told that he was engaged. Oh, he was not married, but heard he was engaged. This was untrue. We have been catching up. I have not cheated on my husband, never will. It just feels good to have a man listen to me and pick me up when I'm crying. He has given me advice on how to handle the situation because he has been there. I'm stuck in a hard spot because I want this marriage to work, but I'm hurt. Please help.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm very sorry, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, you need to cut off the guy from the past because you are opening the doors to
affair. It's already an emotional affair.
The wheels are in motion for that.
Yeah.
So... either, you know, try to get your husband the help he needs, which he's not willing to take. But I mean, by taking a strong stand and leaving him, maybe that will wake him up to get help that he needs. But if that's not the right situation for you and your daughter, I wouldn't remain in the household like that. But you have to leave with a clean conscience. So mm-hmm. I would cut off the friend from the past. If that's meant to be, he's going to be there waiting for you. Whatever's meant to be is going to happen the way it's supposed to. But you've got to go back and either tell your husband, say, look, we're going to go get help for this. You're going to go to rehab, whatever it takes to get you past this, because I am not living in this household.
Yeah.
Obviously, the drugs are affecting him in the way he's treating his wife, speaking to her horribly in front of the child. You don't want that. Yeah. So, like I always say, and I stole it from Dr. Phil, earn your way out of the marriage. Do what you can to save it, but you've got to cut off the guy from the past. You've got to.
Mm.
That's the only way you can do it with a clean conscience.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to fix
things. And
good
luck, because if he's not willing to get the help, and he's, you can't live like that.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't raise my daughter in that house.
Yeah.
So, there's that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship for 6 years, and he recently popped the question on New Year's Day.
Hey.
Of course I said yes.
Of course you did.
Well, recently I got offered a job promotion, and now I'm making more money than him.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
He got upset when I told him.
What?
Told me he doesn't think he could be married to me.
What?
If I'll be making more money than him.
Yeah.
It completely ruined my excitement because he couldn't be happy for me.
What?
I've worked so hard to get to this point in my career, and I don't feel like it's fair that he's embarrassed. I don't know what to do. Faith.
There's your little red flag, Faith. There's your little red flag.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
I know JC and Big Al joke all the time, oh, I'd love to be a kept man. I'd let my wife... You wait till it happens to you.
I would.
Male ego is such a fragile thing. not in every case, but in this man's case,
uh-huh.
He can't handle it.
He can't handle it.
So are you going to have a constant life lifelong struggle of him pulling you back down, making you feel less than what you should have. A man that's cheering for you in your corner.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, babe, let's go out and get a dinner and pop a bottle to celebrate instead.
And you pay.
You're getting made to feel like embarrassed by what you've made, like you have to apologize for what you've earned. No.
You should be proud of
this,
you.
Just because you've dated someone for 6 years does not mean this is the one you're supposed to marry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just because you're engaged does not mean you have to go through with it. So I would take this as God saying, here, I'm waving this red flag in your face. Here, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Because you're setting yourself up for a lifelong struggle of this immature man. Get out now. I take it as a big sign.
You can't get past that. I mean,
dude, I do.
Leave that dude.
Because there are guys that are cool. And I know you said you don't believe that Al and I would be really cool with it. I 100%. But we do have guys in the...
something to the ego.
Trey. How you doing, buddy? Trey
runs. Good.
He runs the control room. Trey.
You cannot look at Trey as an example of anything.
Oh, yes, I am right now.
That's rude.
That's rude.
You're rude.
Why are you being rude right now,
Kelly? You're a mean person. You think those beautiful women are...
nice to you.
Oh, come on, Trey. You are not a good example.
He is a good example because...
Complete your thoughts, JC. I mean, is his girlfriend making more than him?
Trey, does your girl make more than you?
She does.
See?
A lot more?
Does it?
A pretty good chunk more.
Okay. And are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Are you
whatever?
Sure? Does it make you feel insecure in any way?
No, because I like my job here and I think I'm successful and I understand she probably deserves to make a little more money than me just pressing buttons.
You work hard though, and it doesn't matter. She wants you to be happy, so she doesn't care if you make a little bit less. Yeah. He doesn't care if she makes more because she's happy where she works.
So Trey is the exception to the rule. I'm telling you, a lot of men cannot handle that.
I am better than most. You're right, Kelly.
No. Exception to rule does not mean best.
Yeah. I'm with Kelly, only from personal experience. I mean, I've dated guys, it's not always about a financial number. I've dated guys that are more successful than me but can't handle the fact that I actually am successful or can take care of myself. I was dating a guy for a minute. He was a doctor. I mean, he made way more money than I make. And I got a new car, and I was so excited to lease this new car. I got a good deal on it. It was like the first time I'd ever gotten myself, you know, a big girl grown-up car, a car I loved. And I took it, you know, I went over and we went out to dinner. I wasn't rubbing it in. Literally broke up with me a week later because he didn't have the time, right? So at the time, I didn't think anything of it. A week after that, he sold his truck and bought two cars.
That's right.
I think it made him wildly insecure.
Yeah.
Two cars?
Call us now. So if your woman makes way more money than you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
800-543-3548.
What do you want him to say?
And I want to know if he's okay with it, if it bothers him.
But it's not every man. There are men that, you know, there are some men that marry these women in Hollywood who are millionaires. Uh-huh. And they're the guy working the camera.
Good morning show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Your wife makes a lot more money than you, sir?
Sure does. Her name's Giselle Bundchen. My name's Tom Brady. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
If you're married, man is showing you signs he's insecure with it, I don't think it's a good foundation for a marriage.
Secure in himself, then it's fine.
You need somebody who is your number one fan. That should be your life partner, who is your number one fan.
Both of y'all should be cheering for one another.
That's right.
As your back.
Yeah.
Who takes your side,
you
cheers for you.
That's
what you need in a partner.
And you make that money. We cool with it.
I'm telling you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Let's do one more.
Do you want the one that's one sentence?
Sure.
Two sentences. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have two girls that like me. Uh-huh. One girl's my Valentine, and the other girl's someone that wants me to get something for Valentine's Day. What do I do, Adam?
My man.
So one is his Valentine.
One's my Valentine, and the other girl wants me to get something for Valentine's Day.
So she's the side piece.
Yeah.
No, she's not. She's just a girl that...
on the side.
It has expectations.
Side piece.
And she asks for what she wants. She's not a side piece. You're talking about high school or junior high kids here.
High school
kids?
Maybe elementary.
Side piece in high school?
Oh, stop it. Don't even introduce that into their vocabulary at this age.
Oh, it's been there. Thanks, Migos.
I think you should tell the girl that's asking for the Valentine, you know, a gentlemanly thing to do. Maybe, I don't know. I would just say, I already have a Valentine, but thank you very much. You could say that. Try that.
Be nice and just let
be
the other
nice,
one down.
Don't be mean. But I like a girl that asks for what she wants.
Man has a girlfriend.
She has guts. And chutzpah. Is that how they say it?
Chutzpah.
I like that.
She's got chutzpah.
And you don't need to be mean, and you don't have to buy something for someone just because they tell you to.
Oh, you don't?
You don't have to, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's good to know.
Oh. My bad.
That saves you money.
It does save you money. You don't want to buy somebody a present you don't really want to have a relationship with. You already got your girl, man. You got your girl already, Adam. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we're going to do it again tomorrow and Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it every day this week. It's Valentine's Day week. And coming up next, we'll get into how Jenna's ex, Ari Leyendyke, has been doing
them. Oh, I was like, who? What?
Jenna's ex. Jenna hit it first. She went on a date with him once. But how'd he do last night? Because they're getting down to the final four, I think, right? They're going to go on the hometown
visits. Hometown dates, yes.
And from The Bachelor to
The Bachelor.
Yes, Big Al Mack had a... He wants to do a little calling out. Don't do this, ladies, is what Big Al says.
Al, I'm sorry. I got
to
do it.
I can't wait to hear what went down, Big Al, next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Does That Make Me Crazy's coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. And we have some Good News Tuesday action coming up as well, just about an hour away from that.
We love good news.
A couple responses from Love Letters to Kelly. We like that. We like responses. We like that you're listening to Kelly's advice. And we're just talking about a woman making more than a man. Would a man be cool with it? Got a lot of text messages from ladies saying, yeah, my man's all good with it. Got some guys saying, I'm cool with it.
There you go. I said, it's not always.
Yeah, it's not always. There are some guys that would not be cool with it.
Can't handle it.
But this was one of my favorites because she said, my boyfriend became unemployed recently, but before he lost his job, I still made a ton more money than he did, and we live together. A man is not supposed to support his woman with money. He's supposed to support his woman's dreams and her success.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. That's the old
going
way of thinking, right?
Being the cheerleader.
There you go.
For each other.
And if you have a love letter to Kelly, again, kidnation.com is where you do that. And if you ever want to text the show, the phone number is what, Big Al Mack?
It's 800-543-3548.
Last night was The Bachelor, which is getting down to the finals. We got the...
How many were left at the beginning of the show? Even though I did have it on, and I wasn't really paying attention.
Six or seven? He sent home three, right?
Yeah. He had three one-on-ones, and then he had a group date with three girls, but then
I remember him
one left.
That there was not going to be a rose ceremony, so it was either you get a rose from your private date or whatever, or you don't and you go home?
Yeah.
Right, there was no rose ceremony because, and we had one quit, yeah, and then the two that didn't get roses, yeah.
And I'm with you on this. I was into The Bachelor this season earlier on, but it's because they had the crazies on. They had the girls that were causing the drama, and that's good TV. Those girls are gone now, and now he's getting down to the girls that he actually cares about. And he's such a good guy that it makes for just awful television.
Man.
And I think it's a compliment, but not a compliment at the same
time.
Because Ari Leyendyke is a good dude. You could tell he's a good dude. He
very
means well.
Very nice man.
He is. He's great.
With a love for shawl collars.
He loves those. He loves those.
I like those grandpa sweaters.
So does he.
Not feeling those?
One's enough in any man's wardrobe, I would say.
Yeah, I would
maybe
think so.
Two max.
Yeah.
Max.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but when the season started, Ari had... like jet black hair. He had a little couple sprinkles here of white. But as the season progressed...
He's letting it go.
His hair has just gotten so much wider because it's so stressful to be on that show.
Like the presidency?
Yeah. The Obama theory.
Yeah, he's like Barack Obama, but he's fast forward. Instead of being 8 years, his is like in a couple of months. Yeah, he's all gray now because of this stressful show and all these girls he has to deal with.
I try to give this show a moment of my Monday because I know you guys are passionate about it, but I watched one-on-one date.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I couldn't. It was the most boring.
It was awful.
Segment of television that
I know which one you're talking about. It's the date with Lauren, right?
Yeah.
A blonde girl that hardly spoke.
That was Lauren.
They ate ice cream and I don't even think she
said
yum.
Oh my gosh. She said nothing the entire day. He's sitting there. It's like pulling. Just come on. Give me something.
He wants this.
He's like, I just don't know if I can feel anything from her. She is like sedated. It's like she's sedated.
I don't think she's into him.
No, but then she's like, well, I have to win, so when we sit down at the dinner, I'm going to have to tell him something. So she looks at him with as much emotion as I'm telling you right now, Big Al, and I think I'm falling in love with you. It was just like that.
Last week, she said she has a hard time opening up with people, right?
She, a real hard time. He is so floored by this. I was sitting in bed, I'm like, what? And he even says, I need a minute. He gets up and has to walk away.
Because she's so...
Because he's like, where did that come from?
Right.
So we think he's coming back and
to dump her.
A smart man would say, look, this is crazy behavior. This is crazy behavior. You've given me absolutely nothing. And suddenly you're in love with me? No. What he says? I'm falling deeply in love with you, too.
And that's about the time I threw my remote.
I'm over this.
I'm like, what?
Most ludicrous.
Okay, so she's definitely a 10.
They win.
She is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous, but they just don't have, they're not compatible together. I think.
At all. Maybe they are. Maybe that's what he wants, is just someone who will sit there and go to his parents' house every weekend, because that is what her life is going to be if they get married.
But Jenna, he kept her, and he gave her a rose. And then you got CN.
Oh. Who is fabulous.
Perfect. Is that the sister?
Yes.
She's the sister who is intelligent. He already told her and this other girl that was smart, you're so smart, I don't know what I'm going to talk to you about. They have sparkling conversation. She is drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her. It's going so well. So you know she's not getting a rose.
Listen to Ari talking himself.
Literally talked himself out of it. She's sitting there still saying all the right things. No, I'm ready for you to meet my family. It'd be great. I just don't know if I'm... He talks himself out of it sitting there.
He's literally talking himself out of winning the lottery when it comes to women with this girl.
Good for her that he didn't pick her.
I think our first date was really, really good. And I feel like there isn't anything wrong with us. There isn't anything that stood out, you know? And I think that I just haven't felt things that I feel like I should be feeling at this moment, you know? I feel like we should be further along than this. And I just want to tell you that I can't give you the rose.
And you know what? We can't judge him because that's how he is feeling.
How does he feel any... There's no real emotion here. It's all based on sexual attraction with him, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Stonewall... Blondie gave him nothing.
Lauren?
She gave him nothing.
I know.
Unless you're going to tell me this is the powerful editing that we didn't see the traction and there's nothing there. Mm.
I know we tell you to watch the show so you could learn how to not act or not do.
DCN.
Now you get to the point where you should be acting the way CN's acting and she
DCN.
Doesn't.
Yeah. You know what? But good for her. I hope they pick her to be the next Bachelorette. She's fabulous.
She's gotten farther than a lot of sisters have, I guess, with the exception of the one that they made.
Rachel,
she's so great.
So now,
and then you had the one girl, what was her name, that quit.
Jackie,
they call her Jackie. She was so insecure about, she knew she wasn't going to win.
She has schooling and stuff.
So what she did was she pulled herself out of it. To cover up for being insecure, she started making up the excuse, we're moving too fast. If I picture myself living in Arizona, married to you, I'm going to wake up one day and say, how did we get here? We don't have a foundation for a relationship, and I can't see that. So she quit. To avoid being eliminated.
You can't fire me.
That's what she did. Okay. That was just insecurity.
Got it.
Becca went home. She's the one that looks like Halsey.
Oh, I'm so mad at Tia.
I love how emotionally invested Kelly is.
She loves it.
It's the most boring Bachelor ever, but I'm so mad at Tia because you don't have to tear somebody else down to make yourself look good.
Oh, shit.
He rewarded that bad behavior, which makes me mad. But Tia's going to tell him, Becca is not serious and she's not old enough and I am serious about being married. She is not.
Becca's a young one.
Becca.
But she did the right thing because when they were hanging out together, she goes, look, I'm old. I have gray hairs.
She was trying everything. There was undeniable chemistry, sexually speaking, between the two of these two. They can't stop making out. But I knew he was never going to take Becca home because she is too young. And he'd already said, but he didn't want to get rid of her because he liked messing around with her. Tia didn't have to say anything. He was going to eliminate Becca anyway. But Tia has to come out and look like a cat, and that's going to bite her in the butt in the end.
She's not going to win because of that.
You don't talk about other girls and win The Bachelor.
So now four girls get to do the hometown visits. And speaking of Becca, since she went home, she was able to do the rounds now. She was on Kimmel last night, and she was the one that was missing. Her mom reported her missing.
On the
milk
carton.
Yeah, her mom said, she told me she was going to go work on a pot farm, and then I didn't hear from her ever again. And so here she is explaining the story on Kimmel last night.
I had already been eliminated from the show. I just decided to go up to the mountains with some friends for a couple of weeks, and I was there for 6 or 7 days without phone service, which I thought I was going to have phone service, and I told my mother that I would. You know, I just had this weird feeling on, like, the 6th or 7th day. I was like, I need to go home now. So I got in my car. drove to where I had service, called my parents, and then, yeah, come to find out, only 12 hours before, my mother had called the Humboldt Sheriff's Department saying that I was missing.
So you were not on a marijuana farm. You were in the mountains.
Is that what that was? Was that a marijuana farm I was on?
That's not what the sheriff's department said. You were on a you were on a marijuana farm.
It's Humboldt County, so.
I see.
But no,
so
but
every,
no, I'm not,
every open field is a marijuana farm, is what you're saying.
To set the record straight, I'm not a weed farmer. I am still a nanny in LA. But yes, my friends have a weed farm.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. Yeah, you're. Yeah, when you're watching kids, you don't want to be known as the weed farmer. That's.
She conducts herself.
She's so mature.
More mature than a 22-year-old.
She really is.
She's cute.
She's one of those girls that probably would do well marrying at her age because she's...
I like her.
She's ready for it. She seems like it.
And she did break down in tears when she... But I think there's so much pressure and stress at the time. I cry when I'm under stress, so I'm not going to hold that against her, but...
Jenna, the way she responded when she got dumped...
It was so sad.
Me at 22, if I got dumped, I would be... yelling and mad and saying mean things about the other guys that she was going to go with.
Yeah.
She was so nice and said, I understand, and I know you're going to find what you're looking for here. I just feel it.
Yeah. And
she
Tia,
was so mature about it.
And Tia's cackling with her rose.
Yeah.
Cackling like a witch.
It made me not like her.
Like a witch she is. It made me not like her.
Yeah.
I was rooting for her because she's a Southern girl like me, but I don't want to be a Southern girl like that. I don't like that. Yeah, she's cackling.
That's a witch cackle right there.
That's my wife, though. Marry those girls. Marry those girls. Next week, we'll find out how those hometowns went from the previews. It looks like not very well.
It looks like every single one of them has a father threatening to kill Ari.
I like it.
Every single dad is like, you touch my daughter, I'm going to kill you. That's what every one of them saying, Al.
Yeah.
Wow.
All they're missing is the shotgun sitting on their lap.
Yeah, right.
They're missing that. And Big Al.
Yeah.
You were doing your own escapades and going on little dates and bumbling.
This actually happened a little while ago, but I felt bad about mentioning it.
Why? Then.
Because I just didn't want to mention it at the time.
But okay.
I don't feel bad now.
You're cool with it now?
For whatever reason, I don't feel bad anymore. So this girl comes in, I met this girl, and swipe left, right, whatever it is. And she came in, we texted a few times, Kelly. And finally,
she came into your bar to
finally,
meet you finally.
We decided that we would meet at my bar. She goes, hey, can I bring a friend? I said, sure, you can bring a friend. It's no problem. So it's on a Friday night. And we're semi-busy, but not real busy yet. And so she comes in actually with three friends, which is still cool. I'm fine with that.
She's expecting drinks on you, right?
Well, she knows how you roll.
She's rolling
into a group date anyway.
Okay.
She sat down in what we call the dirty corner, which is where the regulars sit.
VIP?
Dirty corner.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it VIP? Corner sounds gross.
Nobody was over there. So she sat down with her and her, so it's four of them and me. So we sit down and the bartender comes over and, I give a hug. Bartender comes over and asks the other three, or asks the group, hey, can I get y'all a drink? No, we're just going to sit.
Huh.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, it's four girls, none of them order a drink. Now, obviously, I'm going to order a drink for the girl that I invited.
Right.
There.
Yeah. You're not supposed to buy it for the other girls. That's not your date.
I didn't realize that I was supposed to buy drinks for her and her posse. Like, okay, maybe one friend. Okay. It's like they made a conscious decision to come here to get free drinks.
Yes.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
There's
no
doubt in my mind. So I sit there and I'm... So now it's like a standoff.
Mm-hmm. Like, how long are they going to sit there without ordering a drink?
How long? They pissed off my bartender because they're in prime seating.
Yes,
the dirty corner.
In prime seating where people sit and camp and drink, and they're not ordering anything. Not ordering a thing.
How hot?
The one house meeting was probably a 7-ish.
Oh, don't be mean.
I'm not. That's
and
good.
The posse?
That's it.
She was the hot one
out of the group. So,
wow.
So
that's how they get their free drinks.
So I'm sitting there like, I can't even have a conversation because I'm pissed off because they're coming here begging, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here like, oh, they're going to order drinks. 15 minutes go by and I'm trying to have a little conversation. They're not the no drink crew.
They get an attitude now.
They're not even... arms folded.
Oh, like, they get an attitude.
They're expecting the free drinks.
I know he's not going to have us up in here and not order it.
Well, you weren't invited.
So about 15 minutes later, I go, there's something that needs my attention. So I just go off and stay gone for about 10 minutes, I guess it is. I don't want to be rude.
Now, if you're wondering, is this typical for Big Al to leave his dates while he's... Yes.
Yeah, but that's normally I'd leave him with a drink.
Right.
But not this time. Because I can't order a drink for the girl that I'm with without... asking them, hey, can I get y'all something too? You know what I'm saying? So
I think
well,
you should have.
It's like I was wondering why the girls just didn't order a drink. Even if they were assuming you were going to pay for it, they would have ordered the drink. You see what I'm saying?
In good faith, hoping that he would pick it up.
Like, oh, maybe he'll pay for it.
Maybe he won't.
I don't know. They had that air about them, like, I'm getting a free drink. Like, I'm parched. Feed me.
Well, there are those girls that have been very open about doing this on Bumble, where they get the free pizzas, and they'll go, and apparently then now they get their groups together and go get free drinks from guys.
I guess so.
That's,
like,
that's not right.
Order us. So I came back 10, 15 minutes later. Hey, y'all doing okay? Yeah, I guess we're going to have to go now. Okay, see y'all later. Have not talked to her since.
Yeah.
I mean, just came in with the M.O.
Yeah, and they're bad-mouthing you that you're so cheap and blah, blah, blah. But the way they did that was not right.
That's not
and
cool.
You know, if I'd said, sure, order a drink, it would have been like top shelf.
Of course.
It would have been, you know, Grey Goose or whatever.
$300 later, they'd be rolling out, and you still wouldn't have heard from her again.
Exactly.
I love what Big Guy Matt. What'd you say about her? She puts the what?
She put the bum in Bumble. Man, I'm not lying.
Ladies, don't do that.
See, I sprinkle that. That happened. Who knows when that happened? It happened a while back.
A while back. Well, you've only been broken up for a few months.
I'll stop it.
I'm just trying to do the math.
Don't do the math.
I hope they're listening.
But I hope so, too. Please don't do that. And maybe stop going to your bar for your dates. Maybe. No, they would still show up and expect you to buy them drinks at any other place, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, when they show up with a posse, you don't do that.
A posse?
You don't do that. If you're taking it seriously, you show up alone.
Yeah.
You had to have like a big Uber.
This girl showed up with three of her friends to Big Al's bar thinking he'd buy them drinks. Does that make her crazy?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it does.
And rude.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And I'm about to try to sing La Bamba in English.
Yay, I can't wait.
Does that make me crazy?
Nah.
I'm a little nervous.
We'll see.
But we'll get it. We'll take your calls. Those little things you do that you thought were normal, your friends finally told you they're not. Share them with us. We'll tell you if you're crazy or not next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A couple minutes away here from doing Does That Make Me Crazy Again, Kid Nation. If you have those things you've always done, you thought they're pretty normal, at least according to you, they're normal. Mm-hmm. And somebody finally stepped in and said, hey, call the Kid Craddock Morning Show because they do a segment called Does That Make Me Crazy? And they'll let you know that what you are doing is, in fact, crazy.
Right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But before we get to our calls and our text messages from you, Kid Nation, Kelly gave me an assignment.
Yes, she did.
It was inspired by Will Smith. Because Will Smith sang La Bamba apparently on some drums, steel drums, and people called him out and said, yo, you're not singing the words correctly. So he came back and sang it in his car in Spanish perfectly. And Kelly and Jenna started wondering, hey, what are they saying in that song?
Mm-hmm. We never knew, never even questioned it.
Yeah, and I told Kelly, well, I could probably translate it for you guys. It's a very simple song, so it's going to be very simple sounding in English, but if you want it, I can do it.
Okay.
I want it.
Direct to English translation.
And the lady said they want it. So this is verbatim. I didn't try to make it sound better or anything. This is what the song actually says.
Okay.
That could be embarrassing. Hopefully you enjoy the English rendition of La Bamba.
Oh, no.
All right.
If you want to dance the bamba. If you want to dance the bamba, you just need a little bit of grace. Just a little bit of grace for me and for you. Up and up and up. And up and up. For you I will. For you I will. For you I will. I am not a sailor.
Oh my God.
I am not a sailor. I'm a captain. I'm a captain. I'm a captain.
The captain now.
Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba.
All right.
Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba. If you wanna dance the bamba.
Mm-hmm. I do.
If you wanna dance the bamba, you just need a little bit of grace. Just a little bit of grace for me and for you. Up and up and up.
Up and up.
Wow.
Yep. Up and up. Arriba y arriba.
And it's just over and over.
Yeah, man, it goes again.
I am not a sailor.
There's a vein about to pop in your neck when you hit the little high note.
Because I'm going high.
I know. You went for it. Good job, bro. Good job, man.
What if that burst? Would that be bad?
That'd probably be bad.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I need to call 911 on that.
Don't do it during the show.
A lot of blood flow going through there.
Thank you, JC.
JC's song
translation.
Translations.
All right. It's a new bit. Every Tuesday.
I don't know how many other songs. I already did Despacito and this one.
Yeah, there's plenty out there that you can translate.
Oh, you have some more?
I want you to translate Bailando. I love that song
so much. Which one? The Enrique one? Bailando or the other one? Bailando. Bailando. That one? Okay.
Yes.
What does Bailando mean?
Dancing.
Oh. Dancing.
All right, Kid Nation. Let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy? Can that phone number is 800-KID-LIVE?
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, Nathan wrote us and said, I switch my watch on my hand every hour because I feel bad my other wrist doesn't get the attention. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
So every hour?
That's
an
OCD thing.
Yeah.
It's a balance thing. It's like what you do on one side, you have to do on the other. It's a weird OCD.
It's a lot of work.
I can't wear my watch on my right wrist. I just can't do it.
It gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm a left wrister all day.
Yeah,
and I can't fasten it.
Which one do you wear it on, Al? The right or the left?
Left.
You're left too?
Yeah.
Is that because we're right-handed?
People tend to,
okay.
You wear the opposite if you're left-handed. You wear the right wrist, right?
And also sent us a text and said, I can't eat meat attached to a bone because it reminds me of human flesh. Does that make me crazy? That's not my wife is. She won't eat I love the drumstick, the chicken drumstick. Uh-uh.
Mm. Yeah, when I see people gnawing on a bone, it kind of gags me.
I don't want to eat the joints.
Yeah.
Oh, the joints are the best, the crunchy part?
Yeah, when you talk about marrow and stuff.
Yeah.
No. I leave so much meat on that bone because I can't eat the joint.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, the joint is my favorite.
I don't eat that.
I've never known you to turn down the joint. That's crazy.
Well played.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What up? How you doing this morning, Amy? Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Well, I think I am. First of all, love you guys' show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, babe.
Listen to it every day.
Thank you.
So, my story, it's more of a story than a little bit of a situation. But my husband and I, several years ago, bought my great-grandparents' old farmhouse.
Uh-huh.
And we've redone it completely. Uh-huh. I mean, just top to bottom, redone it. And
wonderful.
It turned out really well. Yeah, we're still, room to room doing it, but we're for the most part done.
Okay.
He is a manly man. He's done all this himself. He has not hired anybody in. He's really manly. He's not an affectionate guy. We've been together for 12 and a half years. We have four kids together. So, the love is still there, but we don't hold hands. He doesn't, want to put his arms around me.
Uh-huh.
Just how he is.
What's crazy
so,
part?
what makes you crazy?
Okay, so what makes me crazy is, in the middle of the night, when he wouldn't cuddle with me, I begged him and begged him. I slipped out of bed and went into our bathroom. And I opened up all of our cabinet doors. There's some up by the ceiling, and opened up all the drawers. And then I slipped back in bed. Well, then I got up to go to the bathroom and acted like I was completely freaked out. I told him that there was this old ghost in there, and acted like I had no idea how it happened. So he was, big tough, and went in there and checked it out.
Oh!
And then the rest of the night, he snuggled up close to me because he was pretty freaked out.
You lied to your man to get him to cuddle with you about a ghost in the bathroom.
It wasn't really a lie.
How did
this get open?
You know that's a lie.
Yeah, Amy, that makes you a liar and crazy, but that you got your snuggles in at least, right?
I did. He was right there next to me.
There you go. Sometimes you got to lie to your man to get him to cuddle with.
Has that had long-term effects? Does he still cuddle?
Does he still cuddle, Amy?
There was a couple nights where he was, what was that? And, he threw over closer to me because, I'm going to thank him, I guess. I don't know, but.
Smart girl. You're smart crazy, though. We'll give you the smart crazy, that because it worked out for you.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Tell me now. Sometimes we get excited, What?
Next call.
Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
What makes you crazy, quickly?
So, when you're watching YouTube videos and those ads come up?
Yeah.
Sometimes I watch those ads because I think it'll give me good ad karma.
Good ad karma.
You mean ad karma?
Make me crazy?
That's funny. You'll get the 5 second and then you can click.
I'm not going to skip the intro. I want to see the entire ad.
Yep.
That's awesome. Dude.
Yeah, man. That's
awesome, man. I appreciate it.
You know what's funny?
It's funny, crazy,
the 30 seconder, I will not watch it.
You won't?
I'll just X out of it. No, even if I was hyped to see whatever was behind that 30 seconds, I'm out.
You're only 15. You'll do the 15?
Yes.
You'll do those?
Yes. Yeah, 15's my limit.
She ain't got time.
You
got time for that?
I know, it's crazy. I just can't. In the 30 seconds, I feel like my life's ending.
From the text, Frankie wrote us and said, yes. I have a Roomba, but I vacuum myself as well because I feel bad for her doing all the work. Does that make me crazy?
Oh my gosh, can I timeshare that thing?
La, 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 Roomba.
So if I got a Roomba, I have a question. If I got a Roomba, it doesn't travel down the stairs. I have to place it on the level that I want it to clean. And with its home, has to be on that level?
I would imagine so.
I think so.
What a beating.
It doesn't. I wish it could climb.
Unless you get one of those things that goes up the wall for old people, maybe you can put it on that and it could automatically go up the stairs. Yeah.
They got the Roomba elevator. I looked at the Roomba and then I saw the price and I turned right around.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what? People paying that for this thing?
So sad.
I'll do it myself. Hi, Kylie.
Kaylee,
sorry. How you doing this morning?
Okay. I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. Wonderful. I think you're going to be crazy based on what I see here. Go ahead.
Okay, so my mom moved in with us a few months back, and I am really weird about my laundry being folded the right way. Like, all the shirts have to face the right way, and I can't stack the white shirts with the colored shirts. So I get home from work, and my mom has all of my laundry stacked up on the table, and all of my, like, colored shirts are mixed in with my white shirts, and it stressed me out so bad, I had an anxiety attack.
Because your mom helped you with laundry?
Okay, so my husband works somewhere, he has to wear certain white shirts, and all of his shirts go on certain hangers in the closet, and she stacked all of the white shirts with the colored shirts, and I had an anxiety attack.
You have a segregated closet.
Well, just for the white shirts.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, white's only over here. Colors
over here. Segregation going on. How dare you mix them together, Mom? I'll take my mom doing my laundry anytime.
Anytime.
I welcome that.
Do whatever you want.
I will welcome that all day.
You take them out of that doggone Home Depot box, it'd be fine.
Thank you for your call. Hold on one second. Quaclean?
Yes.
Oh, Jacqueline. Sorry, I don't know what I read there.
Joaquin?
I want it to be Joaquin, and then I noticed it wasn't Joaquin.
Joaquin?
Yeah,
it was Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I saw the Q, and I thought it was Joaquin.
Nobody. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
What do you do?
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Hi. Why are you crazy, Jacqueline?
I eat pickles with a spoon. I just bite off the top, and I eat the inside of the pickle with a spoon.
Oh. You scoop it?
So you split it in like a baked potato, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
You dig in it. Wow, yeah. I love pickles. Huh. Do you drink the juice?
That's different.
Yes, I do.
Me too. Yeah.
Juice is good. Wrong with pickle juice.
Yes.
I don't think you're crazy.
It's weird.
It's
that
just different.
Spoon. Yeah, it's different.
I wouldn't call it crazy.
Just want to be crazy?
Slight crazy.
I'm not sure. I call me crazy.
We'll go with it. I'd say you're slight
Some
crazy.
Some people think those of us that drink pickle juice are crazy.
And a lot of people do it.
You got a cramp. You got to drink that pickle juice.
I love it.
So good.
I love it. My mom used to get so mad because I drink all the juice and the pickles get wrinkled.
You know, some pro teams actually, instead of having Gatorade, they have pickle juice on the side.
Yeah,
pickle juice on the sideline.
That's right.
Because it helps them so much.
Mm.
Yeah, you keep doing that, Jacqueline, but you're slight crazy. What's up, Crystal?
Hello. Good morning.
Happy Hi. Morning.
Hey.
Happy Mardi Gras to you. So let's see if you're crazy or not.
So when I park my car when I go to work or if I'm out running errands, I try to park my car next to other cars that I think my car would want to hang out with.
Oh. You want to be in the cool car club.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I used to have a hybrid, so I would try to park it next to other hybrids because, you know, I thought they would have stuff in common to, you know, to talk about.
You chat about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Yeah, you're crazy, but it's cool.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, I kind of figured I was.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, like, I might not want my truck to hang out with that truck over there.
Yeah.
Because they're not the same
get a complex.
Yeah.
Your truck's like a little short truck.
Yeah, my truck's a little bit shorter. I won't park next to the lifted truck.
Right.
No way. Yeah, I'm going to adopt
you
what
don't
you
want
do.
Him, you don't want him to have a little truck complex.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy, though. I'll just keep it going here. What's up, Mick?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
My man.
Going all right, dude. So you do something that may make you crazy while you're driving, huh?
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys ever hit a bump in the road.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I slowly look out of my side mirrors just to make sure there's nobody back there.
Yeah. So you didn't hit a body?
It's like an automatic thing. No, even if I see a bump coming up, I'll still peek into my mirror to make sure.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do one day when there is a body back there?
I don't know.
Keep going.
Keep looking.
I guess take off with it.
Do you exhale?
I don't know.
Do you exhale every time you look in the rearview mirror and there's nothing? You're like, whew.
Man, it's a big relief, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys what. I just learned something else. I'm driving, and I kind of passed a red light, and I ducked my head.
Well, you ducked your head? Yeah, we've had people that have done that in the past. You're a crazy driver, Mick. We're going to go with crazy driver.
I do that, like, because my truck is not what I would call lifted, but it's up high, and I'll duck down when I'm going up on the square steel. Yeah, like, that's going to help.
In our parking structure?
Yes.
It's a close call. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
What you do, I'm going to go ahead and say this is weird. Go ahead.
So I put my Q-tip in my mouth before I clean my ear.
You give yourself a wet willy.
Yeah, I do that.
Voluntarily. You do?
It cleans better when it's a little moist.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Right. And if it's dry, the cotton gets stuck inside my ear sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what pulls the ear wax.
Yeah. If I've got a sink there, I'll run it under the sink. But if not, I'll spit on it.
Yeah, I've done that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't spit on it. I just kind of like put it in my mouth like a lollipop and just pull it out.
Well, that is spit. Hate to tell you.
Yeah, Christina, I think you're crazy, but apparently Al and Kelly agree with you.
Yeah, I do that.
I know what.
I think that's a wet wheelie. That's yucky.
That's how you get it out, you know? You gotta have a little moisture there. Otherwise, the cotton, if you have wax in your ear, the cotton can stick to it. And then you got cotton in your ear. It comes off on the Q-tip. It should be a little wet.
I usually do it after the shower, so I think my ears are already wet.
Still got some wet in.
So that's probably why. Okay.
Yeah.
And Rachel, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Come on.
Okay. So I think you guys are going to think that I am crazy, and that is totally okay with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first off, I want to say I love your show, and you guys keep me company on the way to work every single morning, so I greatly appreciate you guys.
We might think you're crazy still.
This is what happened.
Uh-huh.
You will. This is what happened. I live on a golf course, and yesterday this herd group was walking by my house, and one of them just dropped dead, or just dropped over.
So I
ran outside, and my first instinct was to start giving it CPR.
Aww.
So I spent several minutes giving this deer CPR, and unfortunately it ended up not making it. Aww. But
mouth to mouth?
No, mouth to mouth.
Just compressions?
Just some chest compressions. Aww. But yeah.
You're a good person.
I think you guys are
going to
think I was crazy that
no.
I...
No.
If you would have gone mouth to mouth, I might have thought you were a little bit crazy. Compressions.
Yeah.
You're a lifesaver, or you attempted to save a life.
Right. No. That's all you can do.
You know, the funny thing is I actually sent you guys a video over the text. My dad was out there. He sent me a video. Yeah, I did. And I sent you the link to it. And in the video, you can actually hear me saying, should I give it mouth to mouth? And my dad was like, no.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Rachel. You keep being nice to animals like that, man. That's cool that
you did
that.
A good thing.
A lot of people would have just stood there. You actually got in there and got to action. Not crazy, Rachel.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby.
Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling this morning? What's going on in your world that you're looking forward to? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I know the Obamas were looking forward to their portraits being shown off. Barack Obama apparently really liked Michelle's portrait.
Amy, I want to thank you for so spectacularly capturing the grace and beauty and intelligence and charm and hotness of the woman that I love. There you go.
He's like in a bush.
Yeah, he's up against a bed of ivy or roses or whatever it is.
It's weird looking, but portraits are pretty cool.
I like them.
He said he's trying to get the guy to make his ears smaller.
Didn't do it. Some more good news going on around the world. Have you ever tried to pay a medical bill and you think your insurance took care of some of it, but turns out that it didn't, then you end up not paying, and then you get the call from the people trying to collect?
Yeah, yeah.
We all have those, right? Well, this reporter in Seattle named Jesse Jones recently learned more about it and about, you know, people's struggles with paying their medical debt. So he wanted to do something to help them. So last week, He revealed that he got his station to spend about $12,000 to buy up $1 million worth of medical debt that was owed by people in Western Washington.
Wow.
And then after purchasing all that debt, they forgave it all.
Oh, very cool.
So about 1,000 people in their viewing area will get letters this month telling them that their debt has been waived and they don't owe any money. They don't have to worry about that ever again. Isn't that cool?
That's very nice.
Nice of them to do that. Only $12,000.
Yeah, you can buy
$1 million.
Wow.
I didn't know that you could buy the debt like that.
Yeah.
For such a great discount. From the text, Roman wrote us and said, tomorrow is the first time in 7 years that I'm going to have a Valentine on Valentine's Day.
Way to go, Roman.
Yeah, Roman. Better go all out, man. Actually, no, because then next year it's going to be a little bit more difficult. Go halfway all out.
Go half out.
Yeah, go half out. Go half out. Great news, you guys. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm turning 21, along with mine and my boyfriend's 6-year anniversary. Plus, it's Valentine's Day. That's from Paige. High school sweethearts.
Man, she's going to get turned up 21 on Valentine's Day.
Still going strong. This one. I'm a single disabled mom to eight-year-old twins. I got a raise at work, and for the first time, I could tell my kids yes at the grocery store instead of no.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww. It felt so good.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, man. Being able to tell your kids yes.
At the grocery store.
Mom,
we take for granted. Yeah.
Can I just take this? Yeah, we take that for granted so much.
Aww.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Why?
We are on our way to the San Antonio Rodeo, where my 16-year-old daughter will be competing in barrel racing this morning.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Barrel racing?
Very fun.
Is that when they're on the horse and they go around the
barrels, right?
Right?
Around the barrel.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Three barrels, a horse, and a girl.
Wow, that's great.
What's her name? Let's wish her good luck.
Michaela Garcia from Communication Arts High School.
Yeah, Michaela, shout out.
There you are.
You get your barrel racing on. What's the one where the kids were on the lamb or the sheep? What's that one called?
Huh? Mutton busting. And don't get me started on that because she won that in 2006.
Oh, she was mutton busting. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that's what she was doing. But then I was like, no, she's 16. She can't be doing that with the lamb.
Mutton busting.
Yeah.
Little did I know she
would need a really, really big sheep for that.
Right. Little did I know she was a former champion of that sport right there. Good luck.
Hope
you guys have fun. I think Jay Balvin's going to be out there performing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know which day. I forgot. But yeah, Jay Balvin's going to be doing his thing. What's going on, John?
Oh, not much. How are you? Is this JC?
Yes.
Yes.
How are you?
What's that?
I'm doing awesome.
Just hanging in there and all excited. I don't know if the person that told you that I did 102 on my first anatomy and physiology exam, so I was all pumped about that.
Anatomy and physiology, that's an incredibly difficult class.
You going to be a doctor?
No, I'm actually a psychology major, but I was, I was telling her that I've been blind for 17 years, wow. And I thought, you know, that it was going to be challenging because it's a science course.
Yeah.
But I did good, and
congratulations.
Thank you, and I hope to. When I graduate, I want to go to council. I used to live in San Miguel, Mexico, and I want to go back down there and council.
Wow, that's so nice. Awesome, John. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And do you mind if I ask you a question? Because I don't know how you do these. When you take your test, do you do it on a computer, or how do you answer your questions?
Yes. How it worked yesterday was she had a worksheet and she just read it off to me. But normally, there is a computer and there's a software called JAWS, and it reads everything to me that's on the screen.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, John, definitely keep us posted on your journey, man. Because 102 on anatomy and physiology.
I got my fight. I couldn't do that.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
It was cool because there were actually real bones, like human bones, on the table. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they have to. That's how you learn.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Keep us posted, John. Congratulations, man. You keep smiling because that's a great feat right there. They make you spell everything correctly, too, when you're taking those tests. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Right? You know what I'm trying to get at.
That makes a difference, JC.
Yeah, I guess so. John probably does it all right. 102. Well done. Hey, Raul.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Hey, it's feel good today. My dad and I are our team drivers on the semi-truck, and dispatch just called and said we hit 1 million miles accidents-free.
There you go. There you go.
1 million miles accident-free.
You get a little bonus for that?
Yes, we do, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it now.
Good. Good for you.
Man, the way you guys back those things up.
Oh, yeah. We back it up, and we back it up good.
You back that thing up, Raul.
Under three years, and actually, I go by RC because last name is Carrasco. Shout out.
Hey. That's my dude right there. Carrasco.
Oh, you mess, man.
That's right.
That's right.
All right.
All right, man.
Wishing you another million, dude. Safe driving. You be
safe.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
You right, too.
They should give them a dollar for every mile without an accident.
Yeah, that'd be kind of expensive, JC. $1 million.
Yeah. Do you think you could back one of those big rigs up?
I could probably back it up. I'm a very good backer-upper.
You are. You do back your truck up everywhere.
Yeah.
I have to do a three-point backup. I'm still learning.
It's tough. It's tough. With the trailer, it is tough.
Let's take one more here from Elena. Hi, Elena.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your good news for us?
Well, this good news is actually myself and a coworker of mine have both been promoted. So I have been promoted to assistant general manager, and my coworker Sheila has been promoted to general manager of our local hotel. So,
all right. Look at Elena and Sheila.
Yes. All right then.
Yeah. When we get our free room.
I know.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.